Good afternoon. My name is Kelly Trenacosti. I am the Revenue Cycle Product Manager for ClinicSource. So I'm excited to talk about Revenue Cycle. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. We have recently rolled out Revenue Cycle Management Solutions to our ClinicSource end users. And we're so excited to finally, by many, many requests of our end users, bring them a comprehensive billing solution that they can integrate right into through their ClinicSource system. And this billing solution is completely staffed by ClinicSource experts and by billing experts in the therapy world. So this is actually the staff that is working in this billing department are employees of the software, which is a huge benefit to our end user. Today, I have Ashley Love with Love Occupational Health with me. And Ashley is one of our ClinicSource billing clients. We're so happy to have you on the line today, Ashley. So welcome. Glad that you could join us today. I've asked Ashley to just talk with us briefly so that she can provide some experience from her perspective on how CS billing has positively impacted their office so that others can get a good understanding if this is a right solution for them. So thanks again for joining. Appreciate having you here. Before we jump, right into the, CS billing side of it, would love for you to share a little bit about your practice. Talk to us a little bit about the infrastructure, the size of your practice, the type of providers you have. So if you could share that, we would appreciate that.
Sure, of course. Thank you for talking to me. Like you said, I'm Ashley Love from Love Therapy Services, and we provide occupational and speech therapy. We primarily serve pediatrics, but we do see some adults as well. We're located in Far West Texas, and we've been in business since 2017, and we are a growing company. We have about 10 therapists on staff with us, and then we have 4 office support staff for our company as well. And yeah, we use ClinicSource EMR, and then this great opportunity came with the billing option. So we were very interested to learn more about it and see how we could be partnered with them on that.
Great. And I remember working with you, several months ago when we first talked about the billing and if this was the right solution for you. And I think we had some great conversation and we learned a lot through that analysis that you and I did. So remind me again, how were you handling your revenue cycle before you started to use the ClinicSource billing?
So we were doing in-house billing. We had one biller and she handled everything for us. It was getting bottlenecked.
When you found out that ClinicSource had rolled out this new integrated revenue cycle solution, what got your interest in learning more about it?
Well, my interest was piqued in ClinicSource billing because we already used the EMR system. So we were very familiar with what ClinicSource support was like. We were very familiar with how the program worked. And I really liked that it would already be integrated into my EMR. It would be just an easy transition.
Nice to have everything centralized under one roof for sure. And I'm gonna ask you this because I remember specifically when you and I did your financial health check or I call it a review of findings or financial health check. What were some of the items that you discovered through that initial analytics review that we did together that were impacting your revenue?
Well, some of the items that were discovered were the aging reports. Mm-hmm. So we had several things that were getting to be too old to be corrected. And that was something I was not aware of. I didn't have any education with even that term aging report. So that was something that was discovered. We were learning what payers were doing what. So what our breakdown percentage wise was from each payer. Yeah. So that was really interesting for us to find out as well. And just kind of the way credentialing works with payers and the way mm-hmm. things were set up, that was very important for us to know as well. So
absolutely. Good. And yeah, I remember working with you and it sure was an eye-opening experience. And I was glad that we were able to, bring some things to the forefront for you, certainly that you weren't aware of before. And How did you find, when you decided, this was a right solution for you, you wanted to, implement some positive changes with your revenue cycle. How did you find that transition to clinic source billing? Was it smooth and efficient for you?
It was smooth, it was efficient. It was also, there was a lot of communication back and forth. So if there were areas where things got a little bit sticky, there was a lot of clear communication of how to fix it, what they were looking for, and assistance on how to help me get that information.
Good.
Because payers have different portals. So there was lots of different logins and who had what information for my clinic. And so it helped us to condense down to make sure that I had all of the information and I could remain in control of it because it had been a little disseminated through other people using information at the clinic. So it really helped to just cut all that out and make it very efficient and clean, cleaned it up.
Good. I'm glad you've been so supported with that team. And obviously, we look at this as a partnership with you because we're already your software vendor. So that's excellent. And since you've engaged with the ClinicSource team, could you share some specific examples today of the value that you have identified by utilizing this solution?
I think a main value and something that's really important to me as a clinician is the ethical component of working with this company. So now the billing is not in-house. Now I know that there is another check, there is another set of eyes who has no interest other than entering claims for me. They don't know these patients, they're not trying to change any information. So that helped me to have a lot of peace of mind to know that this was this other layer of protection for our clinic. So things were moving smoothly from authorization to claim to patients being seen. So that's something that I didn't expect coming into this, but that has surprised me as something that has been one of the biggest benefits. And it allowed me to isolate the different jobs of my office staff as well, because the heavy lifting of claims being entered was taken off of us. Now I have someone who can really clean up authorizations and checking eligibility. And so those other jobs are getting a lot of attention, which all impacts whether or not we get paid for the visits that we do.
Correct. And I think the team, one of the really, great features of the CS billing team, because we're so committed to making sure that you're successful and how you utilize the software as well, is, we don't, just what you said, we don't hide anything. This is transparent for us. So if we see that you are getting denials related to, not obtaining those PAs or insurance verification or something else is going on, maybe you weren't aware of that before, because somebody was afraid to tell you or they didn't think it was important. And now all of that is brought to the forefront so that we can work with you to implement a best practice.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And so it did. The other thing that was very educational for us was credentialing and NPIs and how all of that flows together. And it let us really break apart where information was with payers so that I can make sure that it's consistent through all of my payers. So no matter who's doing this, whoever I hire or who leaves the practice, it's not so stressful for me anymore. Now I know.
That's excellent. So the team has obviously communicated some really valuable insight to you on how you can, move forward in a better direction more compliantly as well, which we all know is very, very important. So, Ashley, as we close out today, and again, I so appreciate you sharing your experience. Because I've talked to a lot of clinics like yourself, and I think when we initially talked, you were a little bit like, we do this in-house. I'm not sure I really need this. But as we kind of peeled back the layers of that and we implemented the solution, you found such great return on investment through enrolling with this program, which is the exact goal that we want for everybody. So let me ask you just a couple closing questions. We talked a little bit about that initial analysis, and that initial analysis is actually done with myself personally. Would you recommend that every office take advantage of getting that free, no obligation analysis?
Absolutely. I think it's such a value and it's really an important thing to educate yourself. I think as clinicians, we can be very buried in testing and progress and writing goals and the therapy part, but there can be no therapy if you don't have those health checks in place. And I've seen other companies and things that would charge you to do a health check like this. to give you this information. And you guys did it for free for us to start with.
Yep.
And it helped me to know where the holes were that we did need to do this.
Right. It only cost you about 30 minutes of your time. And lots of information, certainly. And give me a couple of reasons why you might recommend other offices consider Clinic Source Billing as their premier billing solutions partner.
I think the communication, I love the wrap-up that I get on a weekly basis. It's all the information of what claims went out, where did they go, what was the result. I love having that information that's really accessible. I love the professionalism. So with in-house billing, you know, if the biller had a migraine, if her children were out sick, my claims didn't go out that day. Mm-hmm. So I love the professionalism that this service offers. I have peace of mind. I'm home right now because I'm not worried if claims are going out right now. I have opportunity to do some other things in my life. So is that a quality back because of
well,
that?
Well, that's wonderful to hear. We're so happy. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to let everybody know why they should consider Clinic Source Billing and bringing that into streamline their office, even if they thought maybe that things were running smoothly. Because as you and I detected, that's kind of how our conversation initially started. But we quickly, you know, unfolded some items that needed to be rectified, and we've done that. So thank you so much for joining us. If anybody is interested in learning about Clinic Source Billing, we certainly encourage you to reach out. This is Kelly Trenacosti. Again, I am happy to meet with any office that's interested in meeting with us and provide that financial health check, or just simply talk to you about some of the ways that we can implement a best practice matrix for your office and streamline and centralize all of your billing needs. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.